From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. says it is standing by its ally, South Korea, after North Korea's shelling of an island that killed two Marines, the incident raising tensions to the highest level since hostilities on the Korean Peninsula more than 50 years ago. Aboard Air Force One today, Deputy White House Press Secretary Bill Burton laid out the president's position.
It's an outrageous act. The president thinks that North Korea is not living up to their obligations, and they ought to live up to the obligations that are signed in the armistice agreement and international law.
The president returning from a trip to an auto plant in Kokomo, Indiana today. Over at the State Department, spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. is considering its response.
We are working, again, within an established framework with our partners so that we have a deliberate approach to this. We're not going to respond willy-nilly.
Attack by the North was in response to a South Korean military exercise. Iran temporarily stopped enriching uranium this month, according to a new report from the U.N. Nuclear Watchdog Agency. NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Istanbul says no cause was given for the stoppage, though technical problems are suspected.
The report is an update on Iran's nuclear program prepared for members of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Without giving a reason, it said thousands of centrifuges working to enrich uranium were halted earlier this month. Yesterday, Iran's nuclear chief denied that a computer worm known as Stuxnet had damaged the nuclear program. Nuclear experts have said the computer malware appears to have been designed primarily to target Iran's centrifuges. Iranian officials called the worm an attempted sabotage by the West. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Existing home sales fell in October, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports. The National Association of Realtors says sales were down 2% for the month.
Existing home sales had been surging the two previous months, only to fall in October. The Realtors Association attributed some of that decline to a stoppage in foreclosures prompted by revelations of faulty paperwork by some lenders. Some people might be holding back on buying homes out of foreclosure, out of fear the validity of those deals could later be challenged. Overall, distressed homes, homes in foreclosure or close to it, accounted for just over a third of all home sales last month. So far, homes are selling at a slower pace than last year, and the median home price is also down from 2009. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Employers were adding jobs in 41 states last month. The Labor Department reporting the increase in business hiring came even in some of the states hardest hit by the recession, such as Nevada and Michigan. In terms of overall unemployment, the government says unemployment rates fell in 19 states, rose in 14 states, and remained the same in 17 others. Stocks closed sharply lower today. All three of the major stock market indexes plunging more than 1% today on concerns about the escalating tensions between North and South Korea. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 142 points to close at 11,036. The Nasdaq was down 37 points today. This is NPR. A slightly more pessimistic assessment of the economy from the Federal Reserve. The Fed is revising downward its economic outlook through next year, saying it now only expects the economy to grow at around a 2.4% annual rate this year and by 3 to 3.6% next year. Both figures are down sharply from the Fed's previous forecast. The more somber outlook would help to explain the Fed's decision to launch another round of stimulus at its meeting earlier this month. The central bank is planning to buy as much as $600 billion in Treasury bonds over the next 8 months in an effort to lower interest rates and spur spending. Afghan President Hamid Karzai denied today the government had any contact with a man who allegedly impersonated a senior Taliban official. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the story involved reported efforts to start reconciliation talks with insurgents.
The New York Times and the Washington Post first reported that Afghan and NATO officials were apparently hoaxed by a man who passed himself off as Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour, a senior Taliban official based in Pakistan. Karzai said neither he nor members of his government had ever met with the man. A number of news reports last month suggested that Karzai's government was engaged in preliminary reconciliation talks with the Taliban, talks that were facilitated by NATO officials who reportedly gave the imposter money. If the talks were a hoax, it could be a serious embarrassment to both NATO and the government. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
A date for the royal wedding next April 29th. According to Prince William's private secretary, the prince will marry fiancée Kate Middleton at Westminster Abbey. The prince's secretary says the pair will both have a say in details of the wedding and says Westminster Abbey was chosen because of its intimacy. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.